One, two. This is camera roll 63, sound roll 63. Kenneth film, Silo Cinema, 7.5 IPS tails out. This is April 5th, and we'll be continuing sugaring. Hopefully, exterior with horses. Reference time for transfer follows.
Me of something you had said, the difference between those who lived through hard times and those who didn't. Because everybody I talked to three fellows up in the tax department, and they were all sort of like machines just rattling off the information. And I said to each one of them, I said, how old are you? And they were all 30, 32, young fellows. Not that the law would be any different, but they'd be a lot more sympathetic.
Yeah, they don't know what hard times are. They were born right in this high price stuff, and the state or somebody made them a good job, and they're sitting all right. But what's he going to be when they ain't no more state jobs? The way they're hatching out these high school kids, give them a diploma regardless whether they are smart or whether they ain't. And there's no more government jobs for them, no more state jobs. What are them kids going to do? They're getting so many state jobs now, that's what makes this tax and everything so high on everything. They've all got to be paid, and it's all got to come out of tax money to pay them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm getting old, fussy, and disagreeable.
But you're right. Everything you say is right.
Yeah. Well, take us old fellows that went through depression. We don't dare run ourselves in debt. We're afraid we'd lose everything we got. And that might work on all of these young fellows. Cars and refrigerators. You don't see any old cars on the road. Nobody drives an old car same as I do. You don't see one in all day's ride.
Mm-hmm.
Is that old? They're all good cars. They've got to be good cars to pass inspection. You don't see any old cars on the road.
When you say that you don't want to go in debt now, that's because you know about being in debt.
Yeah.
And how hard it is to get out from under.
Yeah, you figure if I ever got my place paid for, I never would mortgage a place again. Never put a mortgage on my house and land. If there's any other way out of it. Cattle, stuff like that, that's all right to mortgage them. If you happen to lose them, you can raise some more. But if you lose your place, you're out. And I've seen a lot of them lose it. Foreclosure, drove them out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And it ain't half so bad in the state of Vermont, or it wasn't up till last 3 or 4 years, as it is in the southern states. Boy, the people down there, they crowd them out overnight. A few years ago, a fellow by the name of Lyons, he went down to Maryland.
Yeah.
And he went to St. Mary's County. And he said there was just a handful of people that owned the whole county, every farm in place in the county. And these other people all work for him. And a sharecropper never gets nowhere. He don't even have what he wants to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to get richer as the time goes on. But the help, they don't want the help yet. But I got, you'll see a revolution right here in this state.
How's that?
You'll see a revolution right here in this country before you get done. Be another civil war. That's just what it's building up to every damn day. Keep a crowding the poor man down. And the rich get richer. They ain't gonna take it forever.
I know, it's heading for something.
Yep. And damn fast right now, too.
I know, whatever it did in the last 20 years, what it did in the last 5 is something else.
Yeah, you're taking just 1 year on this tax business. Tax has just doubled in 1 year. And there ain't no sense to that whatsoever. Of course, we know it takes more, but it don't take double.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My taxes are $383 a year ago, and last fall I paid $708 on less land than I had the year before. And that was just to take off the land, it just doubled in 1 year.
Yeah, they talk about taxpayers' revolt and all that.
And they can't, they never will do it unless they all get together. That's the only way they can do it. One, a bunch of people can't do it. But you never heard of the farmers all getting together on any one thing. Never. Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you about that. Who called it that?
Oh, my neighbor down across here, Mrs. Ainsworth. Back in Depression, you know, people didn't have too much to eat. And a lot of the boys didn't have anything to eat. And they used to come up here and stay with me and help me. And I'd share what I had with them. And she nicknamed it the Haven of Rest. It's when people come up here when they was tired and hungry, they come up to Haven of Rest.
How long people stay?
Oh, had some of them used to stay here till 3 months, you know, and help me. Some of the towns boys that I've always known.
And it helped do all the chores?
Yeah, it'd help. It'd take all the help. That's how it got the name, Haven of Rest.
I was wondering about that. That went through the 30s.
Yeah, I was back in Depression when I wanted no jobs or anything. We never had too much, but never turned mine down for something to eat. You know, share with him what we had.
It's right out of the Bible.
Yeah.
Not many people practice it, though.
No, I wouldn't refuse anybody something to eat if I had it myself.
Must have been better than the church here.
It used to be. See, I lived alone most of the time, you know, and they'd come up and stay with me. And I had a housekeeper come from New Hampshire, and her son come up. He didn't have any job. He stayed with us a while. And then my sister and her boy was here. And then boys that I went to school with in town, they used to come up and maybe come in chagrin or something, and they'd help me. And we all had the same thing, nothing. We get a little something to eat. That's all there was to it. Back in the 30s, you couldn't pay any bills because you couldn't get any money to do it with.
Got a bird here.
Get about a gallon of syrup to a barrel of sap, ordinarily, in this sugar place. And this year it's taking a barrel and a half, if not better, for a gallon of syrup.
Wow.
No one is sweet this year.
How many gallons to barrel?
32 gallons. Now usually we get a gallon of syrup for every barrel of sap. And last year we gathered 200 barrels of sap and we had around 218 gallons of syrup. So she overrun last year. This year don't seem very sweet.
So it's bad on two counts.
Yeah.
The sweetness and the fact that the weather's been uncooperative.
Yeah. No, don't seem to be any sweetness in it.
Is it still staying like what he's drawn off, number one?
Yeah, I haven't heard him say, but it's still good color.
Do you remember years that were this broken up a few days
here? Yeah, I've seen years just like that.
Of course, I never have. This is the first year I've looked at.
No, the wind makes a lot of difference. Winds blow practically every day since sugaring started. And wind won't let them run so good. Yeah, I've seen sap go from fancy down to A, and A down to B, and then you get a good snowstorm, heavy snowstorm, you come back to A again. I've seen the color come back. Mm. Just for a big snowstorm brought the color back.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah, the snow will help the color. When you get together and when you get the sugaring on all bare ground, pretty soon the sap will begin to turn and then the syrup turns down to a grade under that. And then she comes off warm and sticky and heavy. The last end of sugaring, it'll go right down to that stuff.
Yeah, there's not much use for that.
Yeah, it sells pretty good now.
Still does.
Yeah, we sold the sea syrup for 50 cents a pound last spring. That's about $5.50 a gallon in the drums.
But only by the drum, you don't put it up in cans.
No, no call to mount anything for C, a lot of call for B.
I'd bring over a gallon jug for some C.
You want some C?
I'd like to take a gallon of C when
I don't know why you can't. That'd be the last end of sugar in.
Yeah, I like C.
Yeah.
It's very strong.
Yeah, more like old West India molasses.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they put into chewing tobacco, you know. That's where I get all my C out of my chewing tobacco.
You're kidding, are you?
No, that's what they use it for, yeah.
Dark syrup?
Yeah.
The flavor?
Yeah.
Oh. Just your brand, or that's common?
Everybody's, I guess. All chewing tobacco, they put syrup into it. And nowadays, they filter this black syrup. Got a filter system to it, and they use a lot of it in cereal. Well, they run it through these filters, and you wouldn't know the same syrup if you see it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we put it through a strainer, final strainer, and get all the nitrogen stuff out of it, and they put it through big filters while they buy it, and you wouldn't know.
That was the big filter that looked like a stocking cap.
I guess so.
In the cabinet on the wall, the gray one.
Yeah.
That's what I use to make them pickles out of.
You same filter?
No, the molasses.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't. I use molasses.
But if you're gonna eat syrup, you want the very best. It's better for your stomach. Better than the last end.
Uh-huh.
They used to use the last end make a sap beer. The old fella that used to sugar. Always used to make a keg of sap beer at the last end. And they'd make it out of the black stuff, the last end of sugaring. Well, if I was gonna make sap beer, I'd wanna make it out of the first. and really have some of it.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
Sap beer.
Oh boy, it's great stuff. It's
yeah.
made right. Boiled five barrels of sap down to one. Then put your hops, your yeast, and if it ain't quite sweet enough for you, put in some more syrup or sugar, and then leave it set. And then she'll start to work, and that'll work out through the bung and for about a week. And then bung it right up tight and let it set about a couple of weeks. And the water glass will make you walk on your toes. It's really good stuff.
Uh-huh. Guess there's a whole lot you can do with it if you know about it.
Yeah. Yeah, the old fellows always used to have their barrel of sap beer, you know, the last end.
Mm-hmm. Something to remember sugaring by.
Yeah, we never made it on I think 1 year, my dad made some sap beer. And boy, that was sap beer. Tasted just like moxie. Oh boy, that had a beautiful taste. But you got a water glass down, and pretty soon you knew you had something in there besides moxie. Boy, that would kick up an awful fuss.
Celebrate finishing sugaring with that.
Yeah. No, I don't imagine there's hardly anybody that makes it now. Probably they don't care anything about it.
The gallon that we took to California of yours.
Yeah.
That started to ferment and bubble and started to taste a little bit like alcohol.
Yeah?
Because it wasn't in the refrigerator. It was in a place near the refrigerator where the engine was, the motor. So it got warm and it started to work. Every time we take off the top, you go, pfft.
Yeah.
it stayed tasty, but it started to get quite a flavor to it.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could ferment it. Yeah, we didn't do anything to it. Just the same gallon we took.
Yeah, if it gets warm enough, it'll work.
I didn't know that either.
It was 6 or 7 months old. And
yeah, you'd already opened it before you started.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
we did.
Yeah, if you'd had that little cap on there, she wouldn't have worked. You'd let the air into it when you opened it, you see.
Yeah.
Then you put the cover back on and set it down while it was warm.
Yeah.
Yep. You take syrup, it ain't up to standard. Put it in a gallon can years ago. I don't know, I guess it would do the same thing. But years ago, they didn't seal it down. Didn't have that seal on the top. And if it weren't up to standard, that would spoil
mm-hmm.
and sell. But you take it where you got it. 11 pounds a gallon, and up where it tests right up where it should, and you put it up hot and seal it. Sit right there in the back room all summer. You couldn't see any difference.
Right,
and
stays fresh.
And we've had it downstairs for 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It'd still be good.
Yeah, I was watching some kids can it the other day who sugar up at George Bradshaw's.
Yeah.
And they make a whole mess of it. They were putting it into cans like this.
Oh, little
bottles. Little bitty ones, half
yeah.
pint.
Yeah.
And I said, why are you putting it? He said, that's where the money is.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, somebody come in to one of these places on the road, you know. Them little bottles, all sizes and descriptions. And they get an awful price for them little bottles.
Yeah, most folks, that's all they use.
Yeah.
I looked at one of those little ones and said, that's one stack of pancakes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I used to pour it on the pint or flapjack. They wouldn't mount too much, would they?
No.
Today's birthday, I guess he ate syrup for quite a while. I had biscuits, hot biscuits, and then I ate syrup on them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't eat too much syrup. Once in a while, I get some. Back in the 30s, you used to eat flapjacks pretty regular. practically every night. Said then a gallon of syrup would be put near gone when the gang had got through eating the flapjacks and syrup. We used to pour it right on and swim them good shape.
Anything left on the plate you can drink.
Yeah.
Put it in your coffee.
Yeah, boys come up from town and say, what are we going to have, flapjacks and syrup or something? Yep, you get around now. You know Cecil Thompson over on the other road, Bob?
No. Same side as Bob Ainsworth?
Yeah, Bob, the next place to Bob.
Never met him, but I know the place.
Yeah. His brother, his older brother, he's dead now. He used to come up here and stay, man. Week to time. Take right home and help, good worker. He didn't have any job. He come up here and help me gather sap and... In fact, he's his other brother, one that lives back of Doyle's store. He used to come up and help me.
Although I haven't seen the footage that we made of the boiling, the cameraman, Arthur, he took it back with him and put it in the laboratory so it'd be all developed. It's sitting there. I gotta go down and get it sometime. And I was thinking how it was gonna look on the screen. And I'm not sure that it would be clear to the audience what all the soldering was.
Yeah.
Someone in the city might think that's part of sugaring.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you about that. As if you were explaining why you had to put all the solder on.
Well, we kind of had to put the solder on to keep the sap in the pan. The rig is 14 years old. And ashes and soot and stuff gets in there and it eats the best you can do. And it eats holes right through the back end of the flues. And it was leaking so you couldn't keep a sap in there, so it had to be soldered. And it was a hard place to solder because they'd been used so long. It's a tin, the solder would run right off a tin. You couldn't make it stick. So that was why it made it such a job. If a solder would stuck in good shape, it wouldn't have been too much of a job. But you couldn't have used the pan if you hadn't soldered it. Well, that goes with the old equipment. You got to have a solder iron one hand and have a lot of ambition, a lot of patience. Keep going. The rig had been used 14 years. This is the 14th season.
That'll help a lot.
Yeah. And they figure a front pan is only good for about 5 years. That's why it gets the most of heat. But these done exceptionally well. We've always taken good care of them, too. They've always been washed and taken care of and dried.